Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with James Brower, and he is the principal for Iowa Connections Academy. Good morning, James.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, LaVon.
You bet. This is pretty exciting stuff, I think. Now, Iowa Connections Academy, you know, some people have heard of it and other people go, huh? So we want to inform some more people. What is Iowa Connections Academy?
Sure. And it's a great question because it is so new, and it is important to share a little bit about who it is that we are and why we're here. What's our purpose overall? I think the easiest way to describe Iowa Connections Academy is we are a public virtual school here in the state of Iowa. We do serve students in grades K through 12. And of those students that we serve, it could be for varying needs, which is the key. We have some students that want a very personalized, individualized curriculum. We have other students that perhaps by family choice or were former homeschoolers wish to take a more flexible program that they can take online courses from an Iowa certified teacher. We also have some students that have varying special needs or a particular disability that the family believes that an online learning environment would be more conducive for their family. So we serve a lot of needs overall.
Mm-hmm. So just to make clear, when we say online, that means the student is doing this work at home, maybe not 100% of their schooling, but at least through the Iowa Connections Academy. They're doing this at home or maybe grandparents or somewhere. They are not going to a school building. They're doing it through their computers.
That is correct. We like to say that it's schooling that occurs at home, but it's not actually homeschooling. We do have all Iowa licensed teachers. We have to follow all the accountability standards or the accreditation standards that the state imposes on all public schools and public school districts. And you're absolutely correct. The majority of student learning does occur online versus a brick and mortar school. However, our teachers have a real integral role with the family's education.
And do the students use like Skype? Do they have an opportunity to interact with their teachers and or other students?
We do. We have a proprietary program. It's a program that we had created called Live Lesson. And I like to describe Live Lesson as though it's our virtual classroom. Our teachers can, as you just mentioned, like Skype, they can broadcast themselves using a webcam. Our students can come into the virtual classroom. If the conditions are correct, we'll allow the student to webcam, or they can use a microphone headset to communicate with the teacher and other students. We have chat pods where they can actually chat with one another. They can upload documents, download documents, and using a few of our other little technological tools as well, it is a way where they will actually interact with each other in an instructional environment. Very different from brick and mortar in some cases.
True, but I think some people, when you start talking about it, they're going through the computer, they're thinking all they're doing is looking at the machine. They never see anybody else. But in fact, they are seeing some other people.
That's correct. Yeah, and not to confuse folks at all, but the terminology people use is synchronous versus asynchronous, and it took me years.
Whoa.
It took me years to figure this out, and I finally realized the best way to put that is there's one model of online learning that the student would do work exclusively to computer, never interact with the teacher, and then there's another model that says, oh no, let's actually integrate the teacher with the student, with the family, have that communication back and forth, talk over the phone, talk over webcam, talk over email, talk over a virtual classroom live lesson. And Iowa Connections Academy combines the two. And that's how we try to service our students educationally.
Mm-hmm. When you say that opportunity to not communicate directly, see somebody directly, that means they can work on their classes. And I'm thinking maybe some older students who have jobs, they could do this at midnight or 3 a.m.
And that happens. You're absolutely correct. That's one of the key perks of having a flexible environment like this. As a matter of fact, I've been notified that a few of our families are actually semi-professional athletes as well. They're currently training at, let's say, a gymnastics facility where somebody like Gabby Douglas has trained, or perhaps in the Davenport, Dubuque area, we have a family that's training as a semi-professional ice skater. Their training schedule is very rigorous, and they spend the vast majority of their day training, but their family understands. Education is also a priority, and as you had mentioned, a lot of the schooling that they do tends to occur in the late afternoon, early evening, and that's another need that we serve as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's K through 12. let's talk a little bit about, because you've been into this now. This is run through the CAM school.
That's correct.
System,
yes.
But you do have a separate building, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But who is enrolled, or numbers? You know, tell us a little bit about who's enrolled.
As of this morning, we have 241 students. What I found is that the bulk of our enrollment tends to be students at the secondary level, high school level, and that's not a surprise. That is actually pretty consistent with what I've seen enrollment numbers at other virtual schools. We do have just about 9 or 10 12th grade students, and if they fulfill the requirements, they will actually graduate, and we'll have a ceremony for them at the end of the year, and we will give them an experience that we can, as best as possible, through the virtual world, as they would in the brick and mortar mm-hmm. as well.
Do you have any kindergartners?
We do. We do. Really? We, at the last check, we have just about 12 or 14 kindergarten students.
Wow.
And I had noticed that there was a surge in enrollment because of how Iowa law works to allow families to open enroll to another district. There's a cutoff of September 1st. And we ended up picking up a lot of kindergarten enrollment in the late month or the late weeks of August.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're a double digit now with kindergarten students.
Okay, Iowa Connections Academy. How many locations are there? I mean, we're talking about CAM mm-hmm. as one of those centers. Any others in Iowa?
Well, no. We have one administrative teaching center, and that's in Anita, Iowa. And as you mentioned, we are affiliated with the CAM Community School District. That's going to be our hub, if you wish to call it that. And then we have teachers that, for the most part, report on-site in Anita. But we also have some teachers that work in what we then call a virtual hub. And what that means is that they will work from home in the Des Moines area, and then they report to our on-site facility once every 2 weeks to also conduct professional development, staff development, and attend other meetings as well. So we have one center, and we find the challenge then of servicing students, conducting field trips, conducting events, communicating and socializing with our families who are as far southeast as Keokuk or up northeast as Decorah. And so we've got a long bit of ground mm-hmm. to cover.
But all your students are in Iowa?
Absolutely. Okay. They, by state law, they absolutely have
okay.
to. Yes.
Okay. Now, a student could take all of their school this way, but could they choose to go to school in Anita and take a course through this?
That's a good question. The way open enrollment law works in Iowa, the law states that a student that enrolls out of district must attend full time. They don't allow dual enrollment, which is where, for instance, a student in Atlantic can attend Iowa Connections Academy full-time, but then take a course or two in Atlantic. They have to be full-time student with Iowa Connections Academy.
Okay, does this allow students who might just want to take some course, maybe they want to take it in, I don't know, Russian or whatever, is this an opportunity through Iowa Connections Academy?
That's a goal. We're hoping over time that as state legislation changes or different policies with the Iowa Department of Education change, we're hoping that that will certainly become an opportunity. Right now, that is not an option. But again, that's certainly a goal, because we know that that's a need for so many school districts across the state, particularly the rural districts that do have a hard time recruiting teachers to relocate and teach in that area, or hold certification in a content area that's pretty difficult to gain certification
mm-hmm. in. And maybe you have one student in school who wants to do this, not even five.
Absolutely.
Six.
And it's hard to justify hiring a full-time teacher.
You
correct.
Bet. You bet. Now, you're so excited about this, James.
Yeah,
we're
true.
We're visiting with James Brower, who's the principal for Iowa Connections Academy that works out of the CAM district. Some challenges? You know, what are some of the things that you knew ahead of time, or maybe you're finding out now because you're a few weeks into it?
You know, the biggest challenge is it's the experience piece. All of us, and when I say all of us, meaning the teachers and the staff that we've hired and myself, we have never done this. All of our experience and our professional training was all done in brick and mortar. So we were preparing for the start of the school year in terms of, well, here's what we think. And now that it's here, I wouldn't say that there's significant challenges, but there's those little hiccups that occur. If technology doesn't work in your favor, well, and we've all been there. You try to send an email and your computer crashes. That does happen. Or as we tried to conduct a live lesson, we did a virtual open house with our families from all across the state, and the technology wasn't as fast as we would have liked, and it created the not so greatest experience of watching some videos we provided for families, and that can get frustrating. So technology is a little bit of a hurdle, and the key is working with families on finding the right pace. Since they are working at home, but also with our teachers, they do take on the opportunity now to create their own schedule. And that's been very difficult for some families and teachers of finding that balance.
Yes, I would think that could be because it's, as you say, it's new and lots of exciting things going on. And I know that more people are going to want to know more about it, so they can contact you, I'm sure, at
absolutely.
through the CAM school system. If nothing else, they can kind of find you through there.
Absolutely.
And we want to thank you very much, James
Brower, thank you
for visiting with us about Iowa Connections Academy. And until next time, here's a thought. The first virtue of all really great people is that they are sincere.